You're always going to have problems lifting a body in one piece. Apparently the best thing to do is cut up a corpse into six pieces and pile it all together. And when you've got your six pieces, you've got to get rid of them, because it's no good leaving it in the deep freeze for your mum to discover now, is it? Then I hear the best thing to do is feed them to pigs. You've got to starve the pigs for a few days, then the sight of a chopped up body will look like curry to a piss head. You've got to shave the heads of your victims and pull the teeth out for the sake of the piggish digestion. You could do this afterwards, of course, but you don't want to go sieving through pig shit now, do you? They will go through bone like butter. You need at least 16 pigs to finish the job in one sitting, so be wary of any man who keeps a pig farm. They will go through a body that weighs 200 pounds in about 8 minutes. That means that a single pig can consume 2 pounds of uncooked flesh every minute. Hence the expression, as greedy as a pig.
Podcast Slacker Sean, and welcome to Sean Hammer. I'm going to apologize, have a cold today, so if I'm sounding a little nasally, I am, and hopefully I'll try and make this a little bit more bearable. Today I will be going over the Gremlin Master Ulix and a little bit of the crew that I plan on running and that I've painted and everything. So, looking forward to it because it was a fun crew. It was a fun crew to paint, and yeah. So let's talk about what I've been doing. Well, I've been painting a lot. I painted, let's see, I got my Gremlins painted. I finally finished up my Ironsides. Got my Ulix crew painted, plus a Wild Hog, some Piglets, and everything. Let's see, I've been playing some HeroClix. I took first in the pre-release tournament for the World's Finest. Got myself a Vampire Batman, as well as a Gotham by Gaslight Batman, so that was pretty cool. Opened up pretty well. I got my opened up a Green Lantern chase and got a Shazam Kingdom Come chase too, so that's pretty cool. Could run them on my Flash. Other than that, I've been just sick, dealing with stuff with U of M, with my MS and everything, and just trying to live life. Just trying to live, I guess. Good news, I am going to make Adepticon this year, so I wasn't 100% sure if I would, but my dad's helping me out with the hotel and train tickets for me and my wife, so I will be at Adepticon. I'm going to take Gremlins this year, I think, especially Ulix and Mottuck. I've been having a good time playing them. And let's see, that is about all I've been doing. Just a random painting. Been painting some 40K off and on here and there. Hearing a lot of stuff about 30K, I haven't really looked into it. Went to a hobby store and this one guy was talking about, you know, it's just like, oh, if it's 40K, it's crap or whatever. You know, it's just like, whatever, what's this 30K and how does it make it better? So expect a podcast on that once I learn a little bit more about that. So let's go ahead and start with the Ulix. The one-legged gremlin. Model-wise, he was a little bit challenging to put together, not too bad. Oh, before we forget, I also got Sammy and Sue in the mail, got them put together. Sammy was a pain in the dick to put together, so anyone, she's difficult, but she's going to be nice. Anyway, Ulix was pretty straightforward put together. His little peg leg was a little difficult. Other than that, he's got a bow that you got to match up. Figure-wise, putting them together, he's not too bad. I did base all my pigs on secret weapon miniatures. They're blasted wetlands, I think it is, their bases, and filled them up with their water effects. And I think they look pretty good. I do have posters of them on my Facebook pod webpage, SeanHammerFacebook.com or whatever, however you get to it. I gotta find a link, I'll put it up on the show someday. But anyway, so to speak, he wasn't too bad to put together, and he was pretty fun to paint. Not too difficult all around. So let's go. He is a gremlin master, of course. He deals with a lot of pigs, so that's his thing. He does have a good, he's really slow. He's only got 4 walk. He's got no charge. But he's got the ability to hitch a ride with any pig that activates within 2 inches of himself. And as you will see in a minute, sorry, here in a minute or so, you want to keep pigs around him as well. He's got a lot of ways to move pigs in your crew. He's got Suey, Pig Slinging, so forth and so much. Let's see, he's got a defense built-in crow on him, 6. He's got willpower 5, wounds 10, walk 4, no charge, height 2. Like I said, he's got to hitch a ride. He can't declare more than 2 actions per turn, walk actions per turn. And when a friendly pig within 2 inches declares walk action, this model may push into contact with the pig after action is completed. So it gives him a little bit more movement around the board. he tied it up with maybe like Gracie, who was, I think Gracie ignores severe training. It could become get a little bit faster. He's Pork Whispering. Friendly pig models activating with 8 inches ignore the setter off ability. So that's pretty cool because pigs have the setter off ability where they have to charge any legal target. As long, you know, so if there's not a gremlin without that ability within 8 inches, so possibility you could be charging your own stuff. For his defense and willpower, he's got Wall of Pork. You can immediately increase this model's final duel total by 1 for each friendly pig within 2 inches, maximum 2. So that's pretty cool. This guy could be running around with a defense, and he's impossible to wound, so your damage flips are always going to suffer a negative against this guy. So he's got a little bit of a staying power. It's pretty good. Let's see, he's got some actions. He's got attack action. Slap him up, which is 1, 2, 4 damage. And the model who's hitting gains the following condition to end the turn. Tasty. Pigs targeting this model gain a plus to their attack flip. Pretty good because you're running nothing but pigs outside of Penelope and maybe a slap hauler or so. I guess you could run a little bit more if you want to run the pick a bolt and stuff. I'm not really keen on throwing my own models across the board as of yet, so... this has a ram trigger, feeding frenzy. After succeeding, all friendly pigs within range and line of sight of this target may make a one attack targeting it. So if you already got some pigs in engagement range with it, you can like slop them up. The pigs take another attack at this, so it's pretty cool. Get a little bit more a little bit more attacks out of it. Let's see. That's it for attack actions. He's got some tactical actions. He's got prod. This is, of course, another pig synergy attack. This target action targets a friendly pig within 2 inches. The target takes a melee 1 action with positive twist. So, that's pretty good. He's got Suey. It's a 1 tactical action. Friendly pigs within range may push their charge directly towards this model. If this model fails this action, all pigs in this immediately charge this model. So, you go on, you be using some soul stones because some of the pigs you want to be running with you, like, you don't want them charging him. And he's got feeding time, which is a mask on the Suey action. Not a mask, a ram. Oh my god, I got a head cold. Sorry. With a ram on Suey action, after succeeding, all pigs push this way, heal 1 damage. You're going to be doing a lot of damaging to your own pigs, too, with this army. So, it's very important that you got some healing to go up with everything. He's got 0 tactical action, proper care. This model may suffer 2 damage to heal 2 damage on all friendly pigs within 6-inch pulse. So that's pretty cool. He can hurt himself to make the pigs better. I mean, heal them up and everything. So that's pretty cool. Let's see. That's it on his card. Now, I'm going to go through his upgrades. Because they're on to make him a little bit... Well, of course, upgrades make him a little bit better. He's got the clobbering stick. This model gains the following tactical action. 1 action, poke around, you draw a card. This action may only take me once per turn. Pretty simple. Also gives him a 0 attack action, clobber. To melee 6, target suffers 2-3-7 damage. Not too bad. You got the Red Joker in your hand or stuff, you could really do some damage. Next up, he's got a range attack. He's got the hunting bow. It's range 12, target suffers 2-3-5 damage. And with a crow, after damaging, target gains the following condition for the rest of the turn. Blood trail. When dealing damage, pigs deal +1 damage against this model. Again, making your pigs better, you know, with his upgrades and stuff. And this model also gains the following tactical action. Target friendly pig makes a charge action against any legal target. If the target of the charge is killed, the pig must immediately make another charge against the closest legal target besides this model. The pig continues to make charges until it fails to kill its target or there is no more legal targets available. It's pretty cool. I mean, in my head, it's pretty cool. I see me shooting a pig in the ass and, like, especially the, Gracie or something going through and just laying waste to a whole bunch of people. But it's probably never going to work out that way. Next up, he's got Pig Sling. This model gains the following ability called Dim's Pets. All friendly pigs in play lose the beast characteristic. I guess that's probably good if you're playing against Marcus or something. I think he's got crap that can target any beast in play. But he's got this model against the following attack action, Pig Slinging. His range 10, to perform this action, select a height 1 friendly pig within 2 inches. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. If this action is successful, the selected pig is placed in a base contact with the target, then suffers 1, 2, 4 damage, which may be cheated. Pigs placed this way may not perform interact actions for the rest of the turn. They get 2 triggers. One is a ram. After succeeding, the selected pig gains a fast condition, or gently with a tome. After succeeding, the selected pig is not damaged. Looking at a lot of ram triggers, wouldn't be bad to probably have Lenny putz around with his crew. But, tit for that, I'd rather take another big pig than Lenny. I don't know. Let's see, next up, which I think... Let's see... Get over here. This is a 3 soul stone upgrade. This is husbandry. This is probably one of the ones that probably are going to go out and not really run Ulix without it. But this model gains the following tactical actions. One tactical action, birthing. It requires a 9 of any suit. And it also requires that you have a 50mm base pig within 2 inches. You summon one piglet within 2 inches of the target. The target and the summoned piglet each suffer 2 damage that can't be reduced. So you can give birth to pigs. So Gracie, the sow, Old Major can all give birth to more pigs. And then, which I think is pretty cool, because I like ending up with more models than what I started out with. But although, and for this too, with husbandry, for one action you can call forth the pork. It's casting of 6, target number 18. So you need a 12. You deal 4 damage to this model, which is Ulix, and discard 3 friendly scheme markers within 4 inches to summon a war pig and a base contact with this model. Summon war pig suffers 4 damage. As we'll get to it with Old Major and the piglets, you can be dropping a lot of scheme markers for free. So, I mean, you can bring in a war pig, basically, for free. I mean, it's going to be pretty damn sweet. So, it's one that I'm going to want to upgrade out very, very, very much. Always take. Let's see. Next is Corn Husks. This is probably what I'll put on Old Major. The model gains the following abilities. Friendly pigs, which in their activation with line of sight of this model, may discard an enemy scheme marker within 1 inch to heal damage. Malifaux is all about scheme markers. You know, and different things. I mean, a good amount of it, so getting rid of scheme markers and healing yourself up is never a bad thing. And train pigs. Friendly piglets in line of sight may take a 1 interact action to 0 actions. So, here we go with the birth in the pig. Poop one out, move, free action, put interact action. You know, it was just like, so a big pig out there pretty, more pig out there pretty easy. Last upgrade he's got is saddle. This model gains the following ability. This is for Old Major or Gracie. When this model declares a walk action, it may target a friendly non-rooster gremlin within 2 inches. Place the target in base contact with this model after completing a walk action. So, pretty much, you know, how about your other gremlins get where they need to be? There's a lot of other options. Get your gremlins up to where they need to be, like truffles and everything like that. Let's go ahead and we will go on to Ulix's, Henchman, Old Major, which is a big pig, 50mm base, defense 4, 6 willpower, 12 wounds, 5 walk, 5 charge, height 3. It's got the rile 'em up. Other friendly pigs which begin their activation within 4 inches gain the plus 2 attack and damage flips, which are generated by the attack actions resulting from a charge action for the duration of the action. He's got hard wound. He's got ceaseless advance, which is when a friendly model ends its activation. If opposing player has zero cards in hand, this model gains reactivate condition. So, in my mind, which I believe I could be correct on this, you know, once it happens, your opponent's never going to really exhaust their hand anymore because they're not going to want this to happen every turn. But if you outnumber them in models and they have no cards in their hand, every time that you activate a friendly model, Old Major can reactivate. So that's pretty devastating. He's also got an eye on the young ones. Other friendly pigs, period, in play do not consider friendly pigs as legal targets for a charge action. So, kind of negating the you charging your own pigs with a setter off ability and stuff, because there's your wild boars. They'll kind of be out there, so you may not have the pork whispering close by. For attack actions, he has a savage bite. Target suffers 3, 4, 5 damage with a crow trigger. After damaging, this model heals 1, 2, 3 damage. And with a ram, after killing, target all friendly pigs in within 6-inch aura or pulse. Push 3 inches towards his model. All pigs push this way heal 2 damage. So he's killing something for the friendly pigs to come eat. So that's pretty sweet of him. For tactical actions, he's got nudge him. Discard a card, push target friendly other friendly pig up to 4 inches in any direction. The target gains the following condition to end of turn. Major's Teaching. This model may add the suit of the card that was discarded to apply to its condition for all of its dual totals. Pretty cool. You can set up on your triggers and everything. And for 0 tactical action, the old pig knows the way. All friendly gremlins within 4 inches may push up to their walk towards this model. So it's a little bit more moving. It's pretty sweet. Next up, I will go over, which I think is pretty cool. I like dogs as the totems. I don't really care for McTavish or whatever his name is, but he's got Luna. Ulix has Penelope, but I like having dogs as, well, McMorning has the zombie chihuahua, so I think it's all cool. We got Penelope, which is your standard peon living totem. She's got From the Shadows, so you can place her anywhere on the board that's at least 6 inches away from the deployment zone. She can't take interact actions in the first turn. Which is funny, she's insignificant, so she can never take interact actions. She's got the ability kept at a distance. Friendly pigs activating within 6 inches aura gain +1 walk to the duration of their activation. So this is for duration of their activation. So if you got a pig within 6 inches, that's actually, if they're taking 2 walk actions, it's actually a 2+ walk. She's got the pork whispering ability. For attack action, she has Rip and Tear. Target suffers 1, 2, 3 damage with a critical strike trigger. And she's got Hurt 'em, which is a 0 tactical action. Target friendly pig within 6 inches in line of sight is pushed up to its walk in any direction. So it gives you a little bit of ability to move your pigs around the board because she is a herd dog. Let's see. We got the sow coming up, and I don't think I'm going to go over the sow yet. Yeah, not going to do the sow because, well, sow's not out yet. I don't have her, and I don't have her painted, so I'm not going to go over it. Simple as that. Cover up what's in the what I bought and what came in the box set. Let's see. We got the wild boar. You get 3 of these in the box. This guy here, 6 soul stones, beast, pig, swampified, 5 defense, 4 willpower, 8 wounds, 4 walk, 8 charge, 2 height. Bayou Rampage, at the start of this model's activation, if it's not engaged within 2 inches of a friendly gremlin, or within 8 inches of a friendly model with a pork whispering ability, is basically set her off. It's got, on edge, this model receives a +1 attack, flips during, that takes outside of its action, so when you got the slop him up ability with Ulix, you get a +1 attack action. That's pretty cool. It's got Eat Your Fill. After killing or sacrificing an enemy model, this model may choose to heal all of the damage suffered and end its activation. It's got From the Shadow, so you got something that can be out there mid-board or even further. Beginning game, it's pretty cool. One of these, it's Tactical Actions, one of my favorite. Well, I gotta go over Tusks. Attack action, 2-4-6 damage. This attack action must declare a trigger. It's got Stampede. After damage model, this model suffers 1 damage, must charge the closest legal non-piglet target, which is not engaged with the charge must mediate, blah, blah, blah. It's got Eat Anything, which can heal 1, 2, 3. But Tactical Action. Root Around. Target a skin marker within 4 inches. Push this model into base contact with the target. So it's a free move towards the skin marker. Then you discard the skin marker. Again, this is a game based on skin markers. It's pretty damn sweet. Especially with a model that can start on the other side of the board. So if you're playing something with like Protect Territory or something, it's really a threat for that. So that's pretty damn sweet. The model's not too bad. It's a hairy pig. They were fun to paint, but not really all that inspiring. But they look good. Like I said, if you want to see them, go on my Sean Hammer Facebook page. Let's see. Before we go on to the piglets, I will be going over Gracie. I played Gracie once with my Ma Tucket group. I thought that I wouldn't want to play Gracie without old Bert Jepsen because, you know, he's Jack Burton. She's kind of the Pork Chop Express type thing. But she is, no pun intended, she's a real freaking beast. She's Tinsel Stones. She's an Enforcer. Of course, she's a pig. Defense 5, 6, Willpower, 8 wounds, 4 walk, 6 charge, height 2. She got Armor 2. She should cover her pots and pans and shit. She's got Heart of Wound. This model has 2 or more wounds remaining. When it suffers damage, it may not be reduced below 1 wound. Unimpeded. This model ignores penalties for severe terrain when moving and eats your fill. After it kills or sacrifices a model, it can heal all damage if it ends its activation. Let's see. For attack action, she has Tusks. 2-4-6 damage. Must declare a trigger. She's got Tear Him Apart. Plus 2 damage with a ram. And lie down, take a nap after with the crow. This model ends its activation. Just lays down, takes a nap. It's just nothing you can do. She's taking a freaking nap. She's also got attack action of Take a Bite, which is 1-2-3 damage. With a built-in crow trigger, Eat Anything. After damaging this model, heals 1-2-3 damage. Now, Gracie here has a 0 action, Riled Up, which is casting a 5 and needing a 12. This model may suffer 2 damage, which may not be reduced, to gain the reactivation condition. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's just, you get more for your pigs, as that you can go. She's cool. She's a nice looking pig. But the rest of the army is like so nice looking. It's not even funny. So she's a good model to have. Unfortunately, I don't have the M2E card. I had to print it out. Because, well, I had her before when she had the old one. Let's see. Next up. Had to have a war pig. I plan on creating one or /2 during a game with husbandry and making pigs and piglets, bringing them forth. Tusks have a 2-4-6 damage. Must declare a trigger. Of course, they got the Stampede. They got to Eat Anything. Healing 1-2-3 damage on a tome. They got Grab On. This causes slow condition on the target and causes the pig to end its activation. And they have Bowled Over. After you succeed with this attack, push the target up to 4 inches directly away from the pig, and then push the pig into base contact. This is, it's pretty cool. Nice little push your enemies around. And you're in a giant freaking pig, man. They also have a 2 attack action, Trample, which is a 4, 5, or 6 damage. Not too bad. Let's see. And they got Pig Charge, don't they? Give me 1 second. Yeah, but it's so that's pretty cool. They do have 12 wounds, and as well as eat your fill. So I'm not buying this model to put on the board at the beginning of the game unless I just want to go like crazy summoning piglets to summon more war pigs, but I don't know, but I like to just pop out a war pig just because it's a free model if you do it right, so it's not too bad. Let's see, we got the piglets up next. Let's see, these guys here, they got a defense 6, 3 willpower, 5 wounds, 4 walk, 8 charge, height 1. They're a bit slow, but they make up with a pretty good charge of 8. Like I said, if you're summoning them and with Old Major where they get to take 0 actions, 1 action to 0 actions, so that's pretty cool. They got the pig charge, which allows them to charge as 1 action. They got small target that when they're shot at, they suffer negative. So that's pretty cool. Of course, they got the set off ability. They have a gore attack, which is 2-3 damage. Must declare a trigger. It's got stampede, eat anything, grab on, bolt over, just as the other ones. It's got trample, which is a model, which is a different attack for 2 actions. Target suffers 2, 3, 6 damage. But they have truffles. Target casting a 4. Target number 10, so you need a 6. Target friendly gremlins push its walk towards this model. So this, if your pig army happens to go pretty close, you can bring up, which I think is the only other gremlin that's necessary in this army, you can bring them closer, and that will be actually the slop hauler. So that's for the pigs. That's all I bought. I bought the Ulysses box set. It came with 3 wild boars, Penelope, Ulix, and Old Major. I already had Gracie, so that works out. Let's see. I bought 6 piglets. I hope that's enough. Might need more. I don't know. And I have an old metal slop hauler hanging around, which I kind of dig the plastic ones, but anyway. But slop hauler, this is what he is. He's a mobile healing unit that can heal gremlins and pigs, and decreases defenses to 4 and ignores all defense bonuses. Now, due to its warning wording, it won't increase it. Due to its wording, it will not increase the model's defense if it's lower than 4. It can toss the slop around, and it gives out appetizing, which gives everyone the appetizing condition, so they're all 4. They got a pretty good solid gremlin stat line. Of course, they have the whole, I believe they have the Bayou, they can cheat from the top of the deck, and they got Reckless. But what you want to do is, all you want to do with this guy is reduce the reduce the defense of any models that you want to hit. Especially, you tag it up, you throw in slop. You're slopping them up with Ulix, slopping them up with this. You're getting free attacks with your pigs. Next thing you know, these pigs are hitting against defense 4 with a plus 1 to attack because it's outside activations. So it's pretty cool. Unfortunately, when people see slop haulers, especially in a gremlin army full of pigs, they're going to want to kill them, and that will be the first priority. It's kind of what I found out with, oh my god. Oh, Jackdaw and Lady Lagai or whatever the hell her name is. People just want to like kill her like crazy. I haven't played this unit yet. I do plan on taking my Gremlins to Adepticon, so I plan on playing them more. Get some games in before going. They're going to be fun. Pretty straightforward. A lot of pigs have the same abilities, so not too bad. You don't have to worry about memorizing a lot of different crazy stuff on your pigs, because I'm going to say about half their abilities are the same on all the pigs. Let's see, Ulix affects only pigs, or targets of the pigs, so that's pretty cool. Slop haulers only, they benefit gremlins, themselves included, and pigs, so that's pretty cool. And it's a really cool thematic army. And about the secret weapon miniature bases. I also got the cotton candy wash. I use that on the pigs. And it's kind of weird. It's like a milky pink, but it made them look pretty cool. So I'll let you be the judge of that. So yeah, that's it for you, Licks. I'm looking forward to playing them. The army looks good. So I'm going to leave it at that for this episode. I'll be covering more Gremlins in future. Ma Tucket, the Brewmaster, the Kin, maybe Wong, but definitely Zoraida. Maybe going over some 30k Warhammer, whatever the fuck that is. Sorry for the F-bomb. And, yeah, we'll go from there. So, I'll leave you at this today, and hopefully hear from you soon. I'll start up with another podcast and get that recorded sooner than later this time. I can't make no promises, but hopefully. And remember, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields the bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh Lord, yeah! Away. They only started the war. Why should they go out to fight? They leave that up to the poor. Yeah. Time to sail on their power minds. Making war just for fun. Treating people just like pawns in chess. Wait until the judgment day comes. Darkness will stop turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and God has struck the hour. Day of judgment, God is calling, on the knees the war pigs crawling. Begging mercy for their sins, Satan laughs and spreads his wings. Oh Lord, yeah!